Welcome to True Creativity Within. I'm Lisa Agaron, your host, mentor, and guide when it comes to your creativity and growth as an artist. Whether you're a beginner or professional artist, here you will learn how to deepen your relationship with the creative process, trust in the guidance of your creative spirit, and stay true to becoming the artist you are meant to be. Thank you for listening, and let's start today's episode. Hi, creative spirits. So today, let's talk about mindsets. I believe that having the healthy, right mindsets can really make a difference in your creative process and in your development as an artist. So what I'm going to talk about today in this episode is I'm going to actually revamp what I once called my 10 mixed media principles, because that's where I originally started out with in terms of coming up with these principles for my mixed media workshops. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to revisit those principles, kind of revamp them and title them the 10 creative mindsets, because that's exactly what they are. They are mindsets that you can practice having during the creative process. And I believe practicing these mindsets can make a difference in how you're approaching your creative life, your creativity, and get you out of those places when you are feeling stuck or blocked or paralyzed in the creative process. So I'm going to go over those briefly, and I'm sure in coming episodes I'll go even deeper into each one of these, but for today I'm going to actually go over all 10 of them. So let's start with number one. Give yourself permission to make it imperfect and find beauty in imperfection. So many of us have gone through the educational system where if you had 10 correct on your exam, you got an A, right? Or if you had done this perfectly, you got an A. And if you didn't, you either got a C or you failed. So there's kind of this sort of black and white way of thinking, and we come from that. And then we apply it to our creativity, so it's got to be perfect. I know for me, in my training as a graphic designer and going through art school and education, there was an emphasis on perfection. And one of the things that I want to bring up is that perfection does not exist and is unobtainable. And the reason why I say that is because there's a difference between striving for excellence or striving to be the best artist that you can be or create the best art that you can be, but you're never going to find a place of, oh my God, absolutely perfect. It's done. Now, sometimes I've had moments, little small moments like that in my art making, but most of the time and majority of the time, I have to decide, you know what, it's good enough. It's good enough, not in the way that I'm settling for something mediocre. It's good enough in a way that, you know what, I'm happy with this. Yeah, it could be perfect and maybe I could tweak that and tweak this, maybe change the color. But then what happens is we could be doing that forever and never complete a piece. The same goes for writing a novel or a book. You can always go back. There's always going to be something that you feel could be perfected. So I wanted to really bring up the difference. And also, perfection is an illusion. It's the illusion that we can grasp onto or think that we can grasp onto that will guarantee our success and also guarantee that we won't fail. But that's an illusion, because sometimes we do need to fail in order to learn, in order to improve, right? So that's one of the things that I want to bring up, because If you are entering the creative process with the intention of making it perfect, that could be an immediate block. And that can keep you paralyzed and you may not be able to move past that. Now, I know for me, sometimes that happens. I get overwhelmed with the idea of I want this to be perfect, and then I don't even get moving on it and I don't get far on the project. So that's something to keep in mind. Is perfection giving you a false illusion that you won't fail? Because that's really important to recognize. So when I say give yourself permission to make it imperfect, start off with that intention. This is going to be imperfect during the process as it evolves. And also, what's important is sometimes those imperfections bring out beauty. And that's one of the reasons why I love about mixed media is that it is gives you that imperfection that almost could become like eye candy, or it's just yummy the way that textured looked, or I accidentally pulled off, tore something, and now it's imperfect, but I love that imperfection. So find beauty in imperfection. Number two, don't overthink it. Listen to your creative intuition and allow yourself to play. Now, I know play can be kind of a loaded question, but play is something that I want you to think about in terms of going back to when you were a kid and you just put paint all over your hands and put paint on the paper, if you had that experience, or anything that really didn't require you to have it exactly right the first time, but you were just allowed to play. Because everything doesn't have to be perfectly in place, or everything has to be exactly how it's supposed to. Your materials are exactly the way they're supposed to be. You know exactly what collage material you're going to use. They don't always have to be perfectly in place for you to begin. So think about that, because planning, when you plan your art too much in advance, or overplan it, or overthink it, or overmap it out, sometimes that can be something that blocks you or stops you. So you want to think about that, is just enter the creative process like I'm gonna give myself permission to play. And also, you don't always have to know your next move. Sometimes you'll in the middle of the creative process, you may not know what your next move is. And you want to continue to remind yourself, okay, I'm allowing myself to play in this process, and I'm just going to follow the creative flow. Number three, creating isn't always blissful or smooth sailing. Frustration, doubt, and struggle are a natural part of the creative process. Keep going. This is such an important mindset, because what happens is sometimes we have this preconceived idea that art, if I was talented enough, artistic enough, creative enough, the process would just be smooth. I would know exactly what I'm doing. Whatever I created was perfect, right? And we have this idea that that's how the masters operate, right? The famous artists, the masters throughout the centuries. But no, that is far from the truth, because these masters had many, many ugly pieces, many, many pieces they even destroyed. I know for me, I have a lot of pieces that I've actually painted. After spending hours on, I would paint over them, collage over them, or I would even throw them away. So one of the things you want to keep in mind is that there is an ebb and flow in the creative process. You're going to come to a place where you're going to struggle. It's going to be uncomfortable. You don't know what you're doing. You're doubting or questioning what you're doing, or your decisions, or your creative decision making. That is all part of the process. And when you find your place, find yourself at that place, you're exactly where you belong. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. Because even if you start out, oh, this is so cool, the paint's going on great, oh, my collage material's perfect, I love this image, or I'm writing exactly what I'm really wanting to write, and then all of a sudden you hit this place of, oh my God, I'm struggling now. What's wrong? Oh. And a lot of times we take that and say, oh, I'm just losing it. I'm just not creative, or I'm not artistic enough, right? And that's one of the things that I want to encourage you to avoid and say to yourself, yeah, this is all part of the process. It's going to be ugly sometimes. It's going to be frustrating sometimes. So that's something that I want you to think about in terms of it being part of the creative process. Okay, number four, get messy. Don't be afraid to be spontaneous and try new things. All right, so again, we sometimes, and I've seen this, and one of the things that I want you to know that a lot of these mindsets have come from my experience with my students, observing them and interacting with them through the workshops and through the years, because I would notice the same thing coming up over and over again in different students. They would be afraid to get messy, you know, and sometimes the preoccupation of, oh, I have to make this all nice and clean. I can't get messy. I have to wipe this off during the creative process. You're allowed to get messy, and creativity sometimes is messy. Give yourself permission to not have to have your whole workspace clean and perfectly in order. Be messy. You know, it's the same thing as when in writing class, when you're writing, just write without even thinking about punctuation. Is this sentence structure correct? Is this the right word? You're just in the flow and trying to get it all down. The same goes for the creative process. You're just wanting to immerse yourself in that process so that you can allow yourself to evolve, allow it to unfold on its own. And sometimes getting messy means doing something new, doing something spontaneous. Like if I find myself at a place where I'm a little bit frustrated, I don't know where the next thing to do, what's the next thing to do or the next move, I will go and do something drastic to sort of breathe life back into my piece, because sometimes it stalls out and whatever I'm doing isn't working. So, you know, have the courage to try something new. Another thing too is you're not going to ruin it. If you're afraid to ruin it, you can't ruin it, because you can always create a new one. All right, number five. If there is something that you're not happy with, pause and look for the creative gem. Ask yourself, what part of this piece do I like so far? I love this one, because when you hit a place where you're not happy with where it's going, you find yourself saying, this looks horrible, I can't stand it, you're frustrated, that is a signal to pause and ask yourself, okay, what is it about it that I do like? Is there a small corner in that, in your piece, that is giving you a little bit of joy, that's making you a little bit excited? I know that there are times when it's like, okay, I don't like this section, but what's happening here is kind of cool. And I'm going to keep focusing on that. So maybe I can just expand that even more. So that's something to think about, because our tendency is to look for the negative, to start judging it negatively. And then we want to just, and I've heard a lot of my students say, oh, maybe I should just throw this away. Maybe I should just toss this in the trash. And I'm like, whoa, wait, not yet. Give it a little bit of time. What is it about it that you love? Now, this can happen even in your art journal. What is it in that corner that you love? And maybe you do more of that. because I think that it's important to recognize those gems because they exist in what you're creating. All right, number six, follow your curiosity versus fear. The more hesitant you are to do something, the more you should go for it. Follow the thought, what if I? So one of the reasons why I came up with this particular mindset is because I've seen this happen over and over again in my workshops and with my students. And it still really surprises me that this happens. So I do try to teach whatever I can and give them enough techniques, skills, and steps so they can get the ball rolling. But what's an interesting thing that comes up is oftentimes when I'm walking around the class, a student will say, well, I'm thinking of doing this, but I'm afraid to ruin it, or I'm afraid that's not the right thing. What do you think? And I know that they are looking for my permission to say, hey, sure, that's a great idea. That would work. Go for it. But often what happens is I sense that hesitation. I believe within that hesitation, and I'll probably talk more about this in another episode about the rubber band process. I'll briefly talk about it now, that creativity creates a tension within us. And sometimes that pull right before you let go, there's some tension in that area of that moment of before you're going to do something, but you're not sure. So sometimes I say, hey, you know what? Go for it. The worst that can happen, it doesn't look good. You can paint over it. You can collage over it. You can start over, right? So, what's very surprising for me is that it's ideas that I didn't think about. My students who are hesitant to try these ideas are ideas that I didn't think about, that I think are just, that's awesome. That is so cool. Go for it. So they will always hear me say, go for it. So that's something that I want you to think about. You know, is follow that curiosity, that what if I did this? Sometimes your creative intuition is beckoning for you to do something. It'd be beckoning, maybe it's beckoning you or calling you to use that color, to use that specific technique, to change the medium, whatever it is, maybe your creative intuition is calling you to do that. So really have the courage to follow your curiosity versus fear. Okay, seven, you don't always have to know where your piece is going. Just trust the creative process. Keep creating and see how it unfolds. Sometimes we start with an idea, but we don't necessarily know where it's going or where it's going to end. But we kind of get attached to that idea, the original vision that we had in our head. And when we'd get too attached to that, oh, it's got to end up looking exactly like what I saw in my head, we don't give that breathing room or that space for creativity to come in and allow it to evolve and unfold into what it wants to be. I know for me, I would come up with an idea, I'd start to execute it, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, this is turning out to be something entirely different, but I'm loving this more than I originally thought it was going to be. So you want to really be open and give it some breathing room to unfold into something that maybe you didn't expect. Because sometimes at those moments is when art or what you're creating turns out bigger than what we envision. So I think that's pretty cool. Number eight, know when your piece doesn't want to go any further and take a break from it. You can always come back and finish it later. So creativity, ebb and flow, has different stages. There might be moments when you are in the flow, things are coming easy, and then all of a sudden you hit a wall. And then you're wanting to keep going further. You want to move forward. You want to keep the piece moving, right? And then it doesn't want to go. And then all of a sudden you feel like you're forcing it. This has happened to me many times. And I have to pause and I have to catch that need. My need to make it move forward becomes so intense that I'm forcing it. And then when I'm forcing it, no matter what I do, turns out horrible. Like it's not really getting me to the place I want to, or it's not really enhancing the artwork, it's making it worse. And oftentimes it's important, and I've had to recognize, okay, I'm forcing it. If I'm forcing it to happen, means I need a break. And it also means your artwork doesn't want to go past that. And I believe that our artwork, what we're creating, tells us this is it. We need a break. I'm not going any further. It's almost like it dictates the process, right? So really recognize when your artwork is not wanting to go forward and you need a break. Because remember, you can always come back and finish it. There is no hard rule that you have to finish what you started in that session or in that moment. Remember, you can come back to it, and that's okay. Number nine, my favorite, welcome accidents and mistakes to occur. That is when creative magic happens. So sometimes we are, this is again going back to, the linear process of learning. If you make a mistake on the exam, that's a deduction, right? Or that now bumps your A to a B or your B to a C. Or, if an accident happens, that's sometimes people react like, oh my God, right? But sometimes there is magic that I believe happens in accidents and mistakes. And I've had this happen in my creative process where I did something, it was totally a mistake. And then I like, ooh, wow, that's kind of cool. I like that. I think I'm going to do that, try to do that again. Or it completely changes the way things look because it was a mistake. And it's like, oh, how can I recreate that mistake, right? So don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be afraid for accidents to happen. Again, that goes back to number one, giving yourself permission to be imperfect. So I think that's really important to remember because some of my most memorable pieces came from accidents. So be open to allowing those to happen. All right, number 10, here we are. Practice self-compassion and loving kindness. Try not to judge yourself or the artwork. Instead, always give your artwork and yourself some love. This is so important because we forget to really be kind to ourselves during the process. We can be our worst critic. And we can always be the one to judge ourselves and our artwork most harshly. So that's important to remember. You need to also give yourself a dose of compassion and loving kindness because when you're in the creative process, you are developing something internally that means something to you, that is so meaningful that you want to fall in love with. And that ebb and flow is the process of getting to that place. There have been so many times where I could not stand what was happening on the surface. I almost just hated it because I was so frustrated. I would just put it away so I didn't see it anymore because I was so frustrated and I didn't like where it was going. And then I would come back to it maybe weeks, months later, start working again. got a cold new perspective, and I would fall in love with it. Now, that was not expected when I was not liking what was happening. I never thought I would fall in love with it. So be open to falling in love with your artwork and be open to giving your art some love. And the reason why I talk about this is I would just, you know, I would be walking around class and would hear students just say horrible things about, oh, it's awful, it's horrible, ugly, ugh, this looks like crap. I mean, those are the words I would hear from them. And I'm like, okay, guys, give your art some love, because I think it's really important to practice that self-compassion and be kind to yourself during the creative process. And I'll talk more about how creativity is kind of a sensitive child. You need to nurture it. You need to encourage it. You need to protect it. So I'll talk more in depth about that as well. Anyway, those are my 10 10 creative mindsets. I am including a link in down below so that you can actually download a PDF of these mindsets and hang them up in your studio or your creative space. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I hope you got a lot out of this podcast, out of this video, and I hope you will try to maybe go down these 10 mindsets and try to apply them to your creative process. Thank you. I'll see you next time. Stay creative. Bye. If you're interested in learning more about my workshops, online courses, and my Creative Spirit Connection Group, visit truecreativitywithin.com. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Pinterest.